If you're looking to boost your communication skills, build better habits, and connect with people on a different level, then the podcast is for you. It's a place where connection and communication meet coaching. I'm your host, Podge, a seasoned expert in health, leadership, and psychology. Each week, we'll dive into topics related to health with a keen focus on the art of building meaningful relationships through insightful interviews and practical advice. I believe that everyone has a great story to tell, and by learning from each other, we can not only enhance our own lives, but also strengthen our communities and how we connect with others. So I invite you to join me on this journey of connection and growth. Let's get started. All right, we'll just put you out of the chat and we'll continue on with our conversation today just around walking the walk. So good morning again, everyone. For those who have just jumped into the chat, I'm Coach Podge, and today we're going to explore just one of the most fundamental human activities, which is walking. So I don't want it just to be discussed as a form of exercise, which it has huge benefits to, but also as a path to improved not only physical health, but also mental clarity as well. And for those of you who have been at my previous talks, my reason for being, or the thing that gets me up out of day, out of bed every morning, is I really am impassioned by building community and connection. And I think that can be done via the Noom app here, Noom Vibe app. I also think it can be done via walking as well. I think there's a part for walking to play in community building and connection as well. Before we do jump into a topic, I do think that it's important to acknowledge that not everyone may be able to walk due to some physical limitations or otherwise. So we will be discussing primarily around walking, but really what we're referring to is just steady state, like low level type exercise, which involves, it could be in a gym setting, but we'll also have a twist about just being outdoors and involved in nature as well. So I do want to preface with that, that if you find walking challenging, there's other alternatives that you can take. Maybe it's a seated exercise, biking, aquatic therapy. There's lots of options. So when we are speaking about our topic, it's based around walking, but not just specifically limited to walking as well. We're really talking about low state, like low level type exercises. All right. I do want to first begin with our physical health and the benefits of walking. So walking is often mentioned as being like heart healthy, a really accessible form of exercise and suitable for almost everyone. But how much walking is really necessary? I'm sure what's coming to your mind is, 10,000 steps. Like I've been told, 10,000 steps is the magic number and everything is great once I hit that. Yes and no. I think interestingly that this number is actually not really based on scientific research, but it actually originated from, I believe, a Japanese marketing campaign in the 60s for a pedometer. So they picked a number of 10,000, which is nice, lovely. Us humans like to be, you know, nice and round number. 10,000 makes perfect sense. But recent research actually suggests that if you walk around 7,500, around the 8,000 step mark is actually sufficient to see benefits in when it comes to walking. And what the benefits that it does include is reducing the risk of chronic disease and just improving your length of life as well. So I don't think you need to sweat over the 10,000 step mark. We do have Sharon coming into the chat. Sharon, do you have any contributions around this? Hello. Okay, Sharon, there might be a slight issue with your audio. I'm just going to take you out of the guest link. If you're able to try and sort it and want to jump back in, please feel free to do so. So just, I digress back to speaking of walking and the physical benefits. It's obviously really important from a weight management point of view. As I mentioned, it can really strengthen your cardiovascular your system, like the blood flow throughout your body. It can also increase your bone density, which is just really important for our overall health and the structure of our body, but particularly as we age as well. Having improved bone density and cardiovascular system really can make the difference in terms of our quality of life as we are aging as well. So I think engaging just regular brisk walking can help maintain your healthy weight, prevent or manage certain conditions, including heart disease, high blood pressure, perhaps type 2 diabetes, and as I mentioned, strengthen your bones and your muscles. The next aspect that I want to speak to is the benefits that walking has on our mental health. So it really is much more than a physical activity. It's a catalyst for creativity and mental clarity. Think back, or you might have had a walk maybe today, or you might have had a walk recently. Just think back to how you feel during that walk. And I know for me, there's definitely times where I am like, oh my God, I'm so tired. This is torture. I don't want to do this. But there's also times where I just feel such a sense of clarity. And it just feels like there's like a weight off my shoulder. My mind is, it's almost like meditation in a way. My mind is just wandering and I'm allowing it to do so. I'm probably just looking at the nature or whatever environment is around me as well. So maybe on your next walk, just maybe pay attention to those, like how you do feel mentally as well as physically. So regular walks, especially in a nature setting, as I said, they don't only help to reduce symptoms of depression and anxiety, but they also open doors to creative thinking. And there's a lot of philosophers actually were really into this aspect as well, is that if you do want to be creative, or if you want to expand on certain ideas, or just try and think clearly, that walking is really the way to go. And it is really a proven booster for creative ideas. But what happens? So when we walk, our brains actually enter a state of free-flowing thought, just allowing for like new ideas and new solutions to come up. So one thing I like to do, if I have a challenge or problem that we're looking to solve in a work setting, there's been times where I've been stuck at my laptop and feeling frustrated trying to figure out a solution or a possible solution. What I actually found is really helpful is just stepping away from the laptop and actually just engaging in a walk, just outside, out in nature. I don't have to really persist with solving the problem, but it's more like a light level thinking. So I'm not walking with a big weight on me going, I can't stop this walk till this problem is solved. It's just more thinking internally to myself on what could possible solutions be. And I don't know what it is. It's a really hard one to describe, but I just find that walking allows you access to parts of your brain that you might not get if you're just maybe stuck in a room or stuck staring at a screen or staring at a page as well. So I really do think that it's very beneficial when it comes to creativity and solving problems from looking at them from a different lens. I just want to speak a bit when it comes to the mental health, like walking in natural settings further enhances this effect. I believe that the calming environment of nature not only reduces stress, but does also support the creative process. I don't know what it is. I don't know. Is it like a welcome distraction? For me, it's just looking kind of at the trees. Like we where I'm from it's filled with beautiful nature. I admit I'm very lucky in that sense, like mountains and lakes. And I just find myself distracted by, yeah, the trees, grass, animals. Like we have lovely deer running around as well. And I feel it just eases my creative process. You know, I'm almost distracted, but I'm still conscious in the background of what I'm thinking about as well. And it just helps me to unlock new ideas. Just with a more deeper focus around walking and connection with nature, I think walking allows us to deepen our connection to the environment. So spending time walking in natural settings, it can just be really restorative as well. I'm sure you can attest that you might have gone for a walk in nature and just the feeling after it, you feel so good. You feel really, really connected as well with your community or with your surroundings. Whether it could be the sounds of the forest, Maybe you live by an ocean, such as the sight of the ocean, the sound of the waves. Or it could simply be the act of strolling through a park that can reduce stress and promote a peaceful state of mind for you. The final aspect, we've spoken a bit about the physical and the mental benefits of walking. One that I do think is probably less known is I do want to speak to just the social connection when it comes to walking as well. And for those of you, I see we've creeped up a lot in the chat. For those of you who have just joined in, just want to reiterate, my name's Coach Podge. Welcome to Noom Vibe. I am a coach at Noom. And today we're just talking about the benefits of walking, not only from a physical standpoint, but also from a mental health standpoint as well. And maybe a lesser known one, just around the connection and community and social connection too. So it's really good to have you in the chat. If you do want to jump on as a guest, if you have any thoughts or ideas around walking, if you have any experiences that you'd like to share with the group, we'd love to hear from you on this platform. The final aspect I'm just going to speak to is social connection. So walking, it can be an individual connection, maybe perhaps if you prefer and you have an idea or a problem to solve or you're just trying to keep fit, you might go for a walk by yourself. Some people obviously like to have headphones in, have maybe a podcast on to stimulate some ideas. Some people like to go without anything and just leave their mind wander. But also, I'm sure a lot of you might have like a walking buddy, you might be part of groups, and I do think those are all incredibly important as well. And it's really important for fostering community connections, right? I mean, if you look at those walking groups, or I'd love to hear if anyone does participate in community walks, do they find that it can really help build new friendships and strengthen community bonds? I think it's a really clever and a really simple way to engage with others while also taking care of our health. Famous philosopher Nietzsche once had a quote going, "All truly great thoughts are conceived by walking." So this could be walking in isolation, but also if you are walking with others, you can share your thoughts and ideas as you walk together. We have Yasika is going to, I'm just leaving you into the chat. Welcome. It is good to have you. What's on your mind?
Yes. Hi. Can you?
How are you?
Oh, great. So one thing I've noticed, I'm an American that moved to Europe, and here people tend to be much slimmer because they walk everywhere. I've noticed that public transportation is something that's a big deal. And really, sometimes you just walk 30 minutes to go to the store or wherever you want to go. And that's something that Americans, or at least most Americans, don't tend to do. Or it depends on where you live.
I'd love to hear you, Sika, whereabout you are from. But as you were speaking and when you mentioned Europe, I was recently in Italy, but I just remember we got to around the Amalfi Coast to Positano. We got off the boat, and it's like a straight cliff, like just going up. Yeah. So we there was no way of driving. We had to engage in multiple steps. But it was just funny when you mentioned that. That's where my mind went. That I think you're very right.
And for them, it's normal. It's like, okay, yeah, that's my daily walk. I have to walk up 100 steps, and it's the way it has to be. Even though you can take a car, you know, 10-15 minutes up those steps, or you know, in some other place, some other road, but they prefer to walk it because why not?
Yeah, definitely. I don't want to get too deep too soon, but when you think about humanity in general, right? The car or transport like that is only relatively recent. Like I think walking was obviously the main mode of getting around. You know, it's natural for us to walk.
Yeah. I completely agree. And I'm starting to walk more, because then I used to be more into either public transport or taking like a scooter, a Vespa, a car, or a motorcycle, or even sometimes, very rarely, a bicycle. I've noticed that it helps a lot to walk. It clears your mind. It helps you shed off weight. So there's a lot of advantages to it.
Yeah, you beat me to it. I was going to ask what you thought the benefits are, what benefits that you were feeling from it as well. But I think
it does take longer, but then you just think, you know, you meditate during the walk. Like, it depends on the, it's a cost benefit analysis. Like, it depends. Like, if fine, yeah, you take longer to get there, but if you plan it out and if you have time, then why not do the walk instead?
Yeah, that's another good point about it takes longer, because I think today's life is busy, 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 you know, yeah. Like, it's all go, go, go. And it can be really daunting. Oh, it's going to take me half an hour now.
Uh-huh, to walk when I can just drive there for 10 minutes. But then, yeah. Then again, wouldn't it be better to take that 30-minute walk instead of half an hour? And then you don't have to, like, feel bad that you, you know, you have to go to the gym or you want to eat something that's bad or, you know, something different. Yeah.
Yeah, imagine how you just feel. It's hard at the time to know how you'll feel after that 30-minute walk, but generally you feel really good.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, totally. Thank you so much for having me on. I'm on my way to a walk.
No problem. Thank you very much. I appreciate you jumping on, and good luck with your walk.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Take care. I think Yasika brought up some really interesting points there as well. Another one you mentioned, going to, like, I'll say you take a drive or public transport rather than walking, but then later on in your day, you have to schedule out a gym session to maybe go on a treadmill, to go and walk. And for some people, maybe not everyone, there might be people on this call that are steeped in nature or live out in nature and their jobs are active and get to walk every day. But I guess for a lot of us, the way it's kind of gone is the exercise is almost fabricated and implanted into our, like, it's scheduled into our lives as a gym session or something versus it being a natural part of our lives, which, like, historically in humanity it was. Like, you had to engage in walking and running in order to get food, in order to survive as well. And it's funny how we've evolved that. I've even noticed myself that if I didn't schedule in a gym session or anything like that, I might go the whole day without walking, or even, like, I could be sitting at a computer, given the nature of my work, for a long period of time as well, which brings very unique and new challenges to society as well. So Yasika, I really appreciate you jumping on. I hope your walk is well. I hope you're in a beautiful part of Europe too, and enjoy it. Yeah, thank you for jumping on. I do want to just leave us with three key takeaways about today's conversation. But before I do, Jacqueline is wanting to come in and contribute to this conversation all around walking. Jacqueline, welcome to the conversation. How are you?
Hopefully you can hear me.
We can, loud and clear.
Oh, wonderful. I started walking regularly a couple of months ago, and it was daunting at first because I was doing it for exercise, mostly because I'm getting older and everything starts hurting. And when you move it, you don't lose it as fast. So, and I started just setting realistic goals for myself, but then it evolved into something a lot more. Like you said, the mental benefits as well as the physical. So now I'm up to, I don't know, anywhere between 15,000 and 20,000 steps a day. I found that a midday walk is great because I would, like you, sit at my desk all day and not move, which was terrible. And I felt terrible at the end of the day. And I found that de-stressing in the middle of the day really helped. I tend to overthink and overanalyze stuff. And I feel so refreshed after walking. And it's not that I'm going super fast. I have gotten a little stronger. So I find that I can complete the same length or route a little quicker now. But I don't put pressure on myself to make it, you know, doing it in this time, going at this pace. I let my body kind of tell me. I do find that it's hard. I see people passing, and I listen to a lot of different things. I'm walking now. I listen to a lot of different things, but one of the things that was so big was I realized no one would say hi to each other. We just pass each other with our heads down. So I make it a point to try to connect with people and say, hey, Especially if they have a dog, because I have a dog too. So, and he likes to jump on everybody. So it's a little anxious when I pass somebody. So to kind of ease that, just be like, hey, good morning. Hey, good afternoon. And smile and look at what's around you. And then you see a little bit of the anxiety of some of the other people kind of leave, which is really nice. But I really do like walking now. I never did before. Not didn't like it, but just felt like I had to. And when I took that restriction off myself, it made a huge difference.
Jacqueline, there's so much that I can relate to. First is I am in that overthinking club, like 100% with you too. The second thing is I'm curious, when you mentioned that you were sitting at your desk a lot, like what trigger did you have, or what changed for you to go, okay, like I need to start incorporating something, or I need to start incorporating a walk? How did that change happen?
So I think for my whole life, a weight loss journey. I've gone up and down and sideways with it. And one of the things that I connected with someone at my workplace. We don't work in the same office. We all work remote, and we've connected and just working on different projects. But then they were working on that same journey. And, you know, we were talking about our movement, and I was like, yeah, I don't move at all. And she's like, well, I just started doing this, that, and the other. And I was like, oh, you know, I'm going to do that too. And then it becomes a topic of conversation, right? Where, how many did you do today? And we kind of, it was kind of an impromptu buddy, so to speak. And it was really, really great. But that's how I kind of started. I started upping the amount of, like, the regularity of what I was doing based on hearing, hey, I feel better when I do this, from somebody else, to be honest with you.
Awesome. Yeah. And it sounds like you had accountability with your workmate as well, which was really, like, it was a really good start for you.
Yeah. And it was more supportive, you know, because there's a lot of times that we don't, you know, we don't do what we're supposed to do or what we intended to do. I don't like to say supposed to, but what we originally intended, or whatever shifts, you know, and we have to be able to ebb and flow with what's going on in our lives and in the moment, and, you know, not restrict ourselves. So I think the biggest thing was the support when we didn't do what we intended, when we didn't get to that many steps, or we didn't drink our water, but it really evolved into a lot more. Like you said, those mental benefits for me are huge. Like, I've just been up in arms about all kinds of.
Jacqueline, you're after timing out, but I would love for you to jump back in as a guest and just finish out your thoughts as well. Okay, thank you. You were joining back in. All right, you're back.
Okay, sorry, I am. I was just saying, it just evolved into a lot more than just walking for me, because I tend to get overwhelmed. I got a lot of stuff going on, as we all do. And I think that was the biggest thing, is realizing that if I just put my shoes on and just moved, and it didn't matter at what pace, it didn't matter for how long, I just moved, that I was able to, like you said, take that pressure off, think a little clearly, and just feel better about. And my motivations change over time, if that makes sense. So, you know, I started for weight loss. Then I realized, oh, my back feels a lot better when I move my body. Okay. Then I realized, wow, I'm not so crazy when I move my body. You know, so it's been evolving, and getting up in the morning. And I didn't, like, it was a struggle at first getting up when I would try to do the morning walk and start my day that way. Because I realized that if I start my day that way, I'm more successful. But each time, that motivation to get out of bed seems to evolve. I don't know what it'll be tomorrow, you know? And it's, like I said, it's not just for exercise. Like, when I get overwhelmed, which happens a lot, I go out and I just take a quick walk, and I come back and I can say, hey, you know, I didn't phrase that correctly, especially to my partner, who usually gets the brunt of this, because I feel anxious. They get it. You know, they get that anxiousness and the yelling, or, you know, the snarkiness or whatever it happens to be. And, you know, I'm able to stop and say, hey, I should have phrased that a little differently. Let me try again. And I don't have that in the moment all the time. I try to be aware, but that takes time and a lot of practice. So,
yeah. No, that's awesome. I definitely, you mentioned the word aware, and that's what was coming to my mind as you were speaking. It's like you seem to have like really good self-awareness. And I also think it's a great thing what you said about the motivations being different. Like motivation ebbs and flows. You can't be 100% motivated all of the time, but you are aware of that. And I really appreciate and admire your consistency. You've normalized, you know, my motivation is going to be different. It might not always be good, but you're consistent enough to still understand the benefits of walking and still get yourself to do it. So kudos to you. That's really awesome.
Well, thank you. And I hope other people try it. You know, you might do it. Just try it and get started and see. Hopefully you enjoy it. I do enjoy the nature part. I do notice a lot more trash. And I started this thing where I take pictures of the crazy stuff that I find. Like, I find some wild stuff on my walk. Random things. I don't like all the garbage, but I am more conscious. That kind of resonated with me when you said that about your environment and your connection with it. That makes a big difference, because I'm like, I don't really like this. And then you start having those thoughts of, what can I do to make that different, you know? But I did start this, the crazy thing I found on a walk, and I usually send pictures to my daughter. I call it the Lost and Found Club. And it's just, one time I found a whole fish.
Wow.
And it was on eclipse day, which was very odd. And it was little, I'm not really superstitious, but that one kind of got me. But you find just very strange things. And I don't live by a body of water, so I'm not really sure how it got there.
Yeah, but wow.
Nonetheless. But thank you so much. I appreciate it.
No, I really appreciate you coming on. And I really appreciate you're practicing what you're preaching too. Like engaging, you're on a walk, engaging in this conversation. So thank you. I really appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. Well, thank you. Have a great day, everybody. Right. Bye.
Thanks so much, Jacqueline. And thank you for coming on and kind of sharing your experience when it comes to walking. I think I could nearly do a separate podcast alone on a lot of the stuff that you discussed. I do want to just bring it back to the connection and community. I thought it was interesting that you mentioned that you're making a conscious effort to say hi to your, like, not particularly your neighbors, just say hi to people in your community as you're walking. And that is something that's actually really big in Ireland, where I live, is we are quite communal that way, and we would kind of give a nod, or we'd say hi, how are you, as we walk past. But what I've noticed in the last while is it's actually decreasing a little bit, and it makes me sad. So I'm kind of that guy who would make the eye contact and be like, hello, how are you? But yeah, it's just something that came across my mind. So I would appreciate, like, if I was walking and you were coming towards me, Jacqueline, and you said hello, like, I'd appreciate that. I think it's a small thing, but it can go a lot towards like a communal feel as well. The other thing you just mentioned, I know you said you're taking pictures of your walk. It could be some good stuff, some weird stuff as well. Yeah, it always saddens me if I am walking and I see rubbish or trash, like usually in the form of like a takeaway, just a bag or something like that. When I see that in nature or anything, or a bottle, I don't know, maybe I'm just a little bit petty this way, but it makes me so sad. It's just like, why? Just put it in the rubbish bin or the trash can as well, kind of. Take pride in your place and your environment as well. But awesome. So happy that you've started, you're engaging in those walks. 15 to 20,000 steps is really fantastic. And I don't know if anyone was at Andreas Michaelitis, Dr. Andreas talk yesterday. I'm losing track of my days. Yesterday. But he's our chief of psychology here at Noom, and he spoke about all or nothing thinking. And it can be really easy with walking to be like, right, I'm going to walk every single day. I'm going to do 10,000, 15,000, 20,000 steps and that's it. But you might be coming from a base where that's not realistic for you long term. So it is always good to think, like, when you are coming up with goals like this, what's realistic for me now? What can be achievable long term, and building a plan that way. And that's what it sounds like that you did, Jacqueline, is you had your accountability. You had accountability with your work friend. You said, all right, I'm just going to start because I want to do it for X. And then as you got into it, you realized, oh, there's all these other benefits as well. And you slowly built your threshold, or slowly built your love for walking as well. And I think that's really good, because it's different than the all or nothing thinking. And sometimes that can leave us feeling a sense of failure if we set maybe goals or unrealistic expectations for what we can do. So kudos. Thank you so much for coming on to share. We are coming close up to time. I do just want to leave us with three key takeaways around this. And I think the first one is just realizing the holistic health benefit of walking. So it provides us with just obviously the physical benefits in terms of like maybe weight management, increasing cardiovascular fitness and bone density. There's also a mental health side to it as well, and can really help us to develop a more balanced lifestyle, like help us with creativity, help us with feeling a bit better in ourselves too. I wouldn't underestimate the increase, and the second tip is around the creativity as well. Especially in natural settings, can really boost our creativity and our problem-solving skills, which can help us with all aspects of life. It might necessarily just be work. It could also be other types of relationships that we have or other problems that we're trying to solve for. The last key takeaway is just to reiterate, I know we're speaking specifically about walking, but it would be remiss of me not to mention that when we say walking, we are speaking about kind of low state forms of exercise. So I don't want to say low effort, because that's not necessarily true, but it's not something like a really intense workout. It's more just a steady, longer form, and walking specifically might not be possible for everyone, you know. So if you do find it challenging, there's alternative like seated exercises, aquatic therapy, that can provide very similar benefits as well. It really does, as a coach, it allows me to share stories with how we've supported our new members, but it also allows me to hear from people and learn from everyone's experience, such as our guest that we had on today, which is always really, really impactful for me as well. So yeah, don't feel free, drop me a follow, drop me a DM, and I'll be talking to you again tomorrow. I hope you all have a good day. Well, if you're stateside, good morning, good afternoon if you're based in Europe, and a good evening and good night if you're based around Asia or in Australia. Okay, take care, mind yourselves. Bye now.